Once again, Rav Hirsch, in his commentary to the Chumash this week, Parshas Nitzavim. So one of the beautiful, beautiful aspects of his commentary is the way he weaves together an entire Parsha. The theme for the entire Parsha this week is no different. And he opens by giving us a little bit of an overview. It's very interesting to think about the progression from Parshas Kisavo, Kisavo, the different parts of Kisavo as they relate to Parshas Nitzavim, which we're going to read this Shabbos. So he starts off with a little overview of the first five Pesukim, Testu Yudalit. Pesukim Testu Yudalit, now let's look in the Chumash and see what he's referring to. So you have Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. You're all standing strong here in front of Hashem, Roshechem, Shivtechem, Zifnechem, Shaltrechem, all of you Kolish Yisrael, Tabchem, Neshechem, Gercha, Mechotev, Yitzechel. For what purpose? La'avrucha b'bris Hashem al-kechel ba'alaso, to pass you into this covenant, L'mana kimoscha hayom la'am, so that you shall be for him a people, and he'll be your God, Kasha dibelach, lo itchem levadachem, not only with you, Yeshnopo, who's here today and who's not here today. So he says like this, they're coming to get rid of the mistaken perspective. Kiilu hischayvas habris l'kiyum haTorah mugbelas rak l'ma'amados uldaros mesuyamim olizman mesuyam. Now, I was reading this, I'm saying, you know, you and I obviously take this for granted, but certainly Rav Hirsch was talking to people who maybe did not take it for granted, but he said that. One might come and say that the Torah in its original form, the way the Torah was given so many thousands of years ago, so that was only made for those times. Achein habris v'ha'ala chalos al kol hazman kol hanimnim im Yisrael v'al kol hadoros habayim. So right, below itchem levadchem. Look at Pasuk Yigimel. Right, it's the Torah goes out of its way to make sure that the exact same Torah that applied at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that Torah, the exact same Torah applies forever. There's no such thing as Torah changing with the times. The times change and the applications might be different, but the same Torah that we had back from the beginning, that's the same Torah that lasts the people forever. There's no changing. Once one smells and tastes who Rav Hirsch was talking to, you know, and the winds of change were blowing, and you know, there was, he had to contend with, you know, the other movements breaking away in Germany, but he was definitely, that's number one. Pesukim Tesvav through Chav, and then the next group of five is coming to go around a different issue. Boim Lemnoa Satos, they're coming to prevent a different mistake. Ki'ilu Hodos HaBrachos VaKlolos Nosnos is datan rak lebegidas ha'uma. If you would read the blessings and curses in Parshas Kisavo, you might think that those apply to the nation as a whole. Ve'ilu hayochid, but not necessarily that every single individual has to uphold every dot. As a person might say, and if you look at those pesukim tesvav through chav, especially this one pasuk, take a look at it for. Right, let's look tesvav through chav. And you've seen all the Goyim now. Very strange pasuk. Maybe there's one guy, or maybe there's one group, a small group of people, a small guy. And he might think, Shalom Yelik, what's this going to say? Very simple. Rav Hirsch says, you might think there's one person who will think, listen, I believe in the mission of the Jewish people, I believe, but listen, that's for everybody else. For me, I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for the bris. Let the majority of the Jewish people, you know, the religious people, the Orthodox people, let them be the upholders of the covenant. I believe in that, but you know, it's not for me. So says Rav Hirsch, that's the point of Pesukim Tesvav through Chav. Baim Lemnoas HaTos, Kiilu Hodos HaBrachos VaKlolos, knows knows his da'at and raklab gidas ha'uma, just for the nation. V'ilu ha'yachid yachal lichtov ksav shichur la'atzmo. But an individual, he could give himself a free pass. K'dei lichyos benigud la'Torah, to live against the Torah. Uvavad sha'aklal shomer al ne'emanusal Hashem v'sarasa. As long as the klal, as long as most people are, you know, going to have ne'emanus to Hashem. Hayat sorach lasis es hadas letos misukenazu. Lo adire perek chavzayin, shenemru beprosa tkufa shaklal ha'am yiparid ba lepratim ha'misyashim be'eretz ki yichidim. In perek chavzayin, right, he said, ora shalo yakim is divrei ha'Torah zos. We talked about that. And that was said after the people are going to be like individuals in the land. Back in over there by the Aruz, he said how important it is for everybody to worry about the klal. So he says back in Perek Chav Zayin, he was talking about the opposite problem. About individuals who are only going to worry about themselves and weren't going to what the achrayas that each Jew has in Perek Chav Zayin has to make sure that everybody's part of the covenant, that everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing, that everybody's in on it. Like where he said, Ara Shalo Yaakov, that's my own parentheses, that's not from my verse. Al Pizek, Vapirashis, and Shmos, and Rokhs are closed, and Rokhs are Perek Chav Ches. Halalu, Vichara, Halalu, but over here, over Yichara, Klolos, Mavius, Litodas, Hayachid, Sheasidu, Leos, Shutaf, Lizbol im yitzapim mitoch adishus bebegidas haklal uvechurban haklal sheyavu beikvoseh mishum kach hayamakom lakshosh. So just like over there, we were nervous about that issue. Hayamakom lakshosh sheyitu bahavanas ha'arevus ha'adadis ayidei sheyavru l'kitzonis hashnia. But now we're worried maybe you'll go to the other side. Vayachad yisavu sheyetze yidei chovaso im ishtatim pepe'ilus laman kima torah kimisimas haklal. You can smell who Rav Hirsch is talking to, but there's some people who, in the big public things, you know, maybe Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they'll go to shul, or at the big public displays, of they'll have solidarity with the public mission of the Jewish people. But he thinks that in my individual, yeah, I subscribe to the general mission of the Jewish people, but as far as my own individual life, as far as my private life, that I don't have to necessarily keep up. Shekein chelko bebirkas haklal kvar muftach lo. Afilu chay ayochet shelo lo yuchel losei says mabat eino habochenes shel Hashem. So psuchim tesvav truchav barim lishlos ha'ashlaya ha'mesukenes hazus, the bad perspective. So here Rav Hirsch opens with just a general statement about the covenant, about the bris, that Jews have an obligation to themselves to be personal upholders of the covenant, but we also have an obligation to be public upholders. And there's people who make one of two mistakes. Some people only care about the public Judaism and making sure that the community is going in the right direction and they'll be supportive of initiatives of the community. But if you look at what they're doing inside their own homes, yeah, publicly they pay lip service to the idea, and they may even actually do things to support the public Jewish community, but if you look inside their own homes, they're not upholding the covenant in private. And other people are the opposite. They uphold the covenant in private. When it comes to worrying about the Jewish people as a whole, they're just a tzaddik in pelts. They're just caring about their own private Dalet Amos, but they don't care about other Jews who are in trouble or other Jews who are not upholding the covenant. So Rav Hirsch here is very, very strongly stating that the whole point of the first 10 psukim of Parshas Nitzavim is to say two points. The first 5 psukim are to say that Judaism is not just an ancient religion, that the exact same letter of the law of Judaism that applied when Hashem first gave the Torah applies forever. And the second 5 psukim are to teach us that it's not just about the public Judaism, but every single private person has to have the same commitment. Judaism is not just a thing about as long as Klal Yisrael is doing the right thing. Hashem cares about every single individual's personal private commitment, and the decisions that every Jew makes in the privacy of his own home are just as important as what happens to Klal Yisrael as a whole on the macro level. There's micro Judaism and macro Judaism, and both of them are equally applicable for all times and equally important. And now he goes on to speak about the word nitzavim individually, the word nitzavim. Chazal have pointed out, this word nitzavim does not really come up in Chumash too often. The whole theme of the parasha, nitzavim. Atem nitzavim, you know, it could have just said atem omdim hayom kolchem. Nitzavim means standing, omdim. So what's the difference between nitzavim and omdim? So if her says nitzavim connotes standing steadfast, not just a standing with strength, a steadfast, a tough nitzavim. Look what he says. Atem nitzavim. Yatsev hu yoshev, the word yatsev philologically comes from the same word as yoshev, ba'os tzadi, with the letter tzadi. Yatsev hu yoshev ba'os tzadi. Yatsev b'nigud la'amad. The word yatsev comes in contradistinction to the word omeid. Einenu rak amida greida. Amida means standing. Okay, you're standing. But yatsev is much more than standing. Elo humavate amida etana. It refers to a very strong standing, right? Etan, etan means strong. Amida bekoach uvahasmada meleas meretz. It's with strength and with consistency, filled with vigor. Meretz means strength. The Medrash Tanchum abiru yafes bechiras abiti hazeh kan b'makam abiti yaregil omeid shenin kan kam b'pasuk yudalet. So the Rav Hirsch is going to suggest three explanations, one which builds on the one before, about why the Torah decided to use the word nitzavim. Some of them are more famous, and others are less. So first he quotes the Medrash. He says, Mul kol yisurim akashim shetoru kan. Opposite all of the terrible curses that we just read about, the 98 curses that we just read about in Parshas Kisavo, Adayin atem nitzavim. You are still standing strong despite all these curses. Va'amidaschem etana v'komaschem zekufa. You're strong and you're holding your head up high. Kol ha'yisurim yavru arosheichem va'atem tevalu eskulam. Chitzai achale bam. The Gemara darshins. Chitzai kolin v'hein einon kolin. Gemara in Sota. So first point is, you should realize that all these curses are never going to destroy the Jewish people as a people. The Jewish people are always going to outlast whatever curses happen to the Jewish people. And the gullus, which is being described in the klolos, as Rav Hirsch talks about at length, we'll see how much we get to it, but the klolos that took place and that happened throughout the Jewish people throughout the centuries, and in our time we've seen a lot of these horrible, horrible curses and all the terrible things, and the Jewish people have not had an easy time of this gullus. However, says Rav Hirsch, and the message of Atem Nitzavim is, despite all the 98 curses, we are going to outlast them. The Jewish people are Kayamim La'ad. The Jewish people are going to last forever. And despite all the curses, Atem Nitzavim, you're going to have the strength as a people to outlast all those curses. That's point number one. Point number two, not only are you going to outlast them, but in fact, all the klolos and the curses are going to strengthen you as a people. And when the Jewish people witness tragedy and have difficulty and have to go through and pay various sufferings, that ends up strengthening more as a people. Take a look at what he says. Yeser al kein, even more than this, pshat number two. Hayisurim atzma mavtichim es kiyumav hanitzchi. Just the opposite. You know, he suggests, you know why we've survived as a people? You know why we're so tough with our commitment to Torah and mitzvot even after all these years? Actually, all the afflictions and the pain have toughened us and have made us and have strengthened our resolve and have made us even more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because when a person goes through difficult times, that's dafka when he reaches out to God more, he says. Hayisurim atzma mavtichim es kiyum chamanitzchi. Shareihem yaviu lidei shipur maaseichem. Because someone who life is going well for them all the time doesn't ever have the excuse to look inside themselves and see what's really important. Who are they really made of? What are they really made of? What in life really matters? People who go through challenges and difficulties in life And the Klal Yisrael, who's gone through persecutions and some things, we've been forced to really look inside and sit and strengthen our connection to God and realize that we need God. Someone whose life is going perfectly well for them all the time, you know, ends up losing his connection and not re-examining oftentimes. V'kachom v'midrash, hein ma'abidos eschem. V'cheinu or melaman, anoscha lanas osecha. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us into trials to test us to see if we're really still connected. Kimochein, atem nitzavim, atem chayim v'kayamim la'ad. Oh, kimochein, third pshat. Atem nitzavim, the Jewish people are going to last strong through eternity. Atem chayim v'kayamim la'ad. Ani nesafel ami, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to be gone. I'm going to die. V'gam Yoshua sheni moser eschem li'idei li'adav asad li'asiv al'amav. I'm giving you over to Yeshua. He's also going to die. But the Jewish people are going to outlast even their charismatic and special and gifted leaders. The leaders of the Jewish people are only there to serve the people. The leaders are only there. They're transient. The Jewish people lives forever. And the various properties, the various characteristics of the various Jewish leaders are going to be different. Every leader is going to be different than the next one. Rak atem ha'uma hi bas almaves. You as a nation, you are eternal. You as a nation are going to exist forever. Atem nitzavim, you're going to outlast me, Moshe Rabbeinu says. You as a nation, it's not about me. As a leader of the Jewish people, it's not about me. It's my leadership is not what's significant. Yes, I played a role. Yes, I was helpful. Yes, I might have inspired you at the beginning, but you as a people are going to outlast me. You are a people are going to have to exist with strength and conviction even after me. Atem nitzavim ayom, your strength is going to outlast even my strength, even my ability. Nitzchis v'kayamas la'ad, bo yavor midor l'dor ha'kishron v'shar ha'ruach she'ashem hifkid b'yadav v'sakim ha'nitzchi shel malachto v'asher komanig omin b'sheruso. Ha'umo hi ha'matzeva. The nation is the matzeva, the strong living testament. Ha'omor ha'nitzchi shel Torah Hashem. Torah doesn't depend on me, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah depends on you. The covenant with God does not depend on me, it depends on you. Davar Achim Ma'a son Moshe says that he quotes a medrash, the medrash Tanchuma. Why did Moshe make them a matzeva? This is all the rest of this paragraph is a quote from the Medrash Tanchuma. That same word, nitzavim, yisyatzvu, matzeva. So this word nitzavim was used by Moshe, was used by Yoshua, was used by Shmuel. Says Rav Hirsch, the idea of nitzavim is to encourage the people to tell them, you don't depend on me. Klal Yisrael does not depend on its rulers. Just the opposite. The leaders of Klal Yisrael are there only to serve. And look how he beautifully continues this theme. Right in the next thing. This is so endemic of. Representative of Rav Hirsch's style, such a beautiful style, how he weaves together the entire parasha every single week. Look what he says. Rasheichem shivteichem. Lo vishivteichem. Oh, that's the third pshat. Atem nitzavim, you're going to outlast me. Why? Because Rasheichem shivteichem. What do you mean? It doesn't say Rasheichem vishivteichem. It says Rasheichem shivteichem. The leaders are the people. Rasheichem shivteichem. The leaders don't have any kind of separate special status when it comes to the Jewish people. Jewish leaders don't have any special exalted status. Rasheichem shivteichem, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Look at this beautiful idea. Lo hashvatim b'tzad harashim, el harashim kolalim umiyatzkim es hashvatim. The leaders represent the people. Ein Hashem no sein daito l'rashim b'ikar. El husamis einav al hashvatim. God doesn't care about Jewish leaders. God cares about the people. The leaders are only there to represent the people. Ein Hashem no saying daito l'rosh elahush, right. Gam achrei shekvar nisman alam roshim. Roshechem shivtechem. Af al pishem anisi lachem roshim. Zekeinim v'shotrim. Yeah, you have to have leaders. Kulchem shavim lefonai. Shenemar kol ish Yisrael. Every Jew is equal to me. Every Jew is the leader, is the people. Every Jew is the same to me. All the Jewish people. The leaders are only representative of the people. Okay, ain't that? And he goes, continues. Tapchem nesheichem. Wow. Go home and tell your wives this pshat over Shabbos. Please go home and tell your wives this at the Shabbos table. Listen, it doesn't say roshechem v'shivtechem. It says roshechem shivtechem. Because your leaders are the people. The leaders are the people. It's not separate. All of them are the same to me. The leaders are only significant insofar as they're watching over the people. They represent the people. I don't care about the leaders per the leaders. I only care about the leaders to the degree that the leaders are going to represent the people. That's A. Now tell your wives this next shot from Rav Hirsch. Tapchem nesheichem. Tapchem, same thing. Look what he says. Okay, ein zeh. Tapchem nesheichem. Lo unesheichem. Lo hanoshim bitzad hayladim. Yiladim v'noshim heim zahim. Ein, listen to the sentence from Hirsch. Ein Hashem yochal lismoch al hayiladim elim kein hu yochal iftach b'noshim. Shekein, listen to this line. Asidim haruchni v'hamusari shel hayiladim. The future, the spiritual and moral future of the children, the spiritual and moral future of the children, Taloi b'mesiras hanashim l'Hashem, completely depends on the women's commitment to Hashem. The Torah future of the children perhaps depends more on the father, but the spiritual, ethical, moral, spiritual future of the children depends on the mesiras hanashim. So that's why it says tapchem nesheichem, not tapchem unesheichem, tapchem nesheichem. You want to look at the children? Look at the wife. The tapchem nesheichem. Wow. Very, very powerful statement about the importance of the mom as the akeres habayis. Rav Soloveitchik likes to say, he writes in a bunch of places that, right, like, Shema b'ni musar avich v'atitosh toras imecha. Rav Soloveitchik said that, you know, I gave over to my children the Torah, but it was my wife. I think he said this in his hesped for his wife. You know, my wife gave over the love for it, and the feelings for it, and the whole culture that surrounds it. That comes from the wife. Oh, continues of Hirsch. La'avrcha bebris, la'avrcha bebris. Kol chelkei ha'uma nitzavim kan almanas lavo bebris Hashem ki ish echad. La'avrcha. Look what he says so beautifully here. This is so appropriate for Erev Rosh Hashanah, Rabosai. We're holding here by Erev Rosh Hashanah. La'avrcha. Kol chelkei ha'uma nitzavim kan almanas lavo bebris Hashem ki ish echad. La'avrcha. Im ritzoncha lavo bebris im Hashem. Someone who wants to enter into a covenant, and we're all holding Erev Rosh Hashanah, we're all looking for the Hischadshus, we're all looking for a clean slate, we're all looking to get tshuva. Look what he says about a bris. La'avrcha, he says, why did the, and by the way, I'm noticing in Rav Hirsch's commentary also, he's very, very concerned, similar to the Malbim in this respect, you know, also in the last couple of hundred years, but very, very concerned about the Torah's use of language. Here, just like nitzavim and not omdim. And why, very, la'avrcha b'bris. He should have said, b'vo'acha b'bris. You're coming into a covenant. B'vo'acha, you're coming in. What's la'avrcha? So he says, la'avrcha means, whenever you come into a bris, you are completely changing perspective. You're a completely new person. A Jew who commits himself to the bris every year, every stage of the bris, it's got to be a completely new, right? Like the Rambam says about the Baal Tshuva, right? The Rambam says about Tshuva, like Kolomar, I'm not the same person. When you do Tshuva, when you a Jew who changes, who enters into the covenant, who does Tshuva, he's a completely different person. And that's what he says, La'avrcha. La'avrcha means avar. The past is gone. When you enter into the covenant, the past is totally different. Rav Hirsch is pointing out, La'avrcha bebris. Look what he says. Kol chelkei omo nitzavim kan amanas la'avor bebris Hashem ki ish echad. The perspective. You want to enter into a bris with Hashem, you have to totally leave your previous perspective. To separate yourself. Got a covenant with God means you're all in. It's exclusive. It's complete. The covenant with God is you're all in. It's exclusive. Mishum kach lo nemakan levoacha. So it doesn't say I'm bringing you into the covenant. Ela laavracha. Mishenichnasta lebris Hashem ata nitzav emdas shona lchalutin. When you enter into a covenant with Hashem, you're standing in a completely different perspective. Zu shamata ba'ad ko. A completely different standing that you stood until this point. And I would submit that every little change that a Jew makes, every little new acceptance that he accepts, every single little new Kabbalah that he accepts upon himself, every little piece of tshuva, of regret for that which happened in the past, and he makes that commitment to really change and to so it's like you're a completely new person. Every little Kabbalah acceptance, a person completely new, completely different perspective. Below itchem levadichem, and it's not just with you alone that I'm making this covenant, like he spoke about before. Kederach shahayischayvus laolos habris einena mugbelos biyachas leishim shehichal aleihem kach einu mugbelos biyachas lemeshach hazman shehi tkeifabo. He kolelos as kol haanoshim hanimnim im Yisrael b'chol ha'itim uvetzur sheinena mishtamas l'shnei panim shalal. Look what he says here. Uvetzura she'inena mishtamas l'shnei panim. In a very clear and obvious and strong way. You can't misinterpret what Rav Hirsch is saying over here. And again, let's think about who Rav Hirsch was talking to. Shalal kan akosav es dimyon ashav. The Torah here is getting rid of the false pretense. Ki'ilu ha'eschayrus l'torah tkeifa rak b'zman mesuyam. Those people who think that the commitment to Torah only was a certain time period. Well, you can free yourself, right? The Reformation or the Reform movement, the movements that say, yeah, maybe in the olden days HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us a certain way, but now Judaism has to update itself with the times. Judaism has to change. That's the old time religion, the old fashioned religion, but come on, you gotta update. Kilu ischayvus haTorah tkeifa rak bizman mesuyam. Maybe you'll think that the obligation of Torah was only for a certain time period. Kilu efshar lishtachra min haischayvus hazos. You think you could free yourself from this obligation? Kach heishiv yecheskel la'anoshim yizikne Yisrael. And this is the way Yecheskel Hanavi, Yecheskel Parak Chaf, answers those elders of Israel who wanted to try to change Judaism. They should change Judaism. So Yecheskel responds and says, "V'ha'ela ha'olal ruchachem hayol osiyeh." This spirit that you're trying to change me, hayol osiyeh. Ain't gonna happen, he says. Hayolosia, Asher atem or mania kagoyim ukmishpachos arotzos l'sharis eitz va'even. Chay ani nuom Hashem Elokim imlo biyod chazak uvizron etuya uvechem ashvucha emol chalech. Wow, we got to be very careful about people who want to modernize and update Judaism. Like I said, the applications change. But the Torah can't change. The main foundations can't change. We're going to skip a little bit. Vayashlichem has a big lamed. He says, Lamed al historia. Just look at the fourth line there. Ulai lamed zum amida betzel shin shel fonev and tzene korim vayolichem. Hu holich osam l'sham. Rav Hirsch here talks about, and again, Rav Hirsch uniquely talks to us who are in Gullus. He says, look at the top. Vayashlichem. Zuy Amila Amar Balamid Rabasi, the big Lamid Al Pazuri Ha'amazel, Laman Yedu Heim, Viedu Kol Amim. Basher Heim Sham, Ain Heim Bawalatam Amakoris. Jews in Galus, we are not in the place where we were born as a people. V'chomakam Shem Shurim Sham, Ain Heim Mitsurim Sham, B'mikra, we're not there by accident. Elokei Ha'historia Shal B'nei Adam V'amim Hishlech Osam L'sham. God threw us into Galus. Vayashlichem lamed gedola ka'osim ofis gadol sheyatzal lelamed ala historia shel ha'hispatchus ha'amim. The big lamed represents that it's there to teach the nations. Ulai lamedzim amid the betzel as shin shel fanev and tzinikorim vayolichem. Hu holichosam. The big lamed, it means to tell you that the shin before it should be small, and it should really be read as vayolichem. Hashem led us into Galus. Shekain gam mishagalu me'artzam v'nispazu ben umos harehim omdim b'sheirusa shel Hashem. Even though we're in Galus, we're still supposed to be serving Hashem. U'mechinim es hakshamas matarosa b'enoshus. And we are preparing the fruition of the goals of Hashem in Galus. And therefore, hanistaros l'Hashem elokeinu yisrael mi'idim al Hashem al anagaso. The Jewish people are there to testify to the world, even while we're spread through the people. Yes, there's going to be great secrets about the end of time and the coming of Mashiach, but those secrets are L'Hashem Levado. But what is revealed for us? Take a look. Take a look at the pshat that Rav Hirsch says over here. One pshat. I'm sorry. Hanistaro slashem elokeinu. The hidden secrets of what's going to be with the Jewish people in the future, and the secrets of the coming Mashiach, and the miraculous events that's going to surround the coming of Mashiach. That's L'Hashem Elokeinu. Those are secrets that we are not blessed to know. Rav Hirsch says, we don't know how Mashiach is going to come, when Mashiach is going to come, what life is going to be like around the time. That's L'Hashem Elokeinu. What's Niglos? What's revealed for us? V'haniglos lanu l'vanenu ad olam. L'asos is called Divrei HaTorah Azos. Rav Hirsch, it seems to me that the drushes of Hirsch, he's teaching the people, let's get back to basics. Get back to basics. We're not supposed to think about what's going to be with the mysteries of the future of redemption of the Jewish people, Mashiach. We don't know about those things. What do we know? We know Tarya Mitzvos, the Jews in Galus. You got to see the psukim, what he's talking about over here, right? He's talking about psukim Chav Zayin and Chav Ches. Vayitshem Hashem eyal admasam ba'afu v'chemo v'ketzav gadol. Vayashlichem el eretz acheres. Hashem threw us into Galus. So what do we got to know about in Galus? When God threw us into Galus. Vayashlichem with a big lamin. You see the big lamin? Vayashlichem, that's what he was talking about before. Vayashlichem el eretz hanistaros Hashem elokeinu. The hidden secrets, that's for God. Vahaniglos lanu l'vanenu ayol asos es kol direi HaTorah azos. Don't worry about the esoteric, mysterious, Kabbalistic. He talks about the Kabbalistic stuff later also. Well, I don't know if we're going to get to it so much, but he says, the Nistaros is Hashem Elokeinu, the hidden, mysterious miracles of the world. That's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'haniglos, but what's revealed and clear to us? Lanu v'anirlam, lasus is called Divrei HaTorah Zos. Don't worry about the mysterious future of the Jewish people. Don't worry about what's going to be the times of Mashiach. Is he coming? Is he not coming? Who's the Mashiach? Don't worry about those things. What we're supposed to worry about is Tariq Mitzvos, the 613 Mitzvos, even in Galus, to recommit ourselves and to rededicate ourselves to every letter, to all 613. There's no changing Torah. There's no Torah's only for some people. There's no Torah's only for some time period. There's no worrying about the future mystery of the Jewish people. And he says in the next paragraph, he talks about how, right, Arevus, right, call yourself Areven Zebaze, Mugbelas Kan Rak Leniglos, Lamai Simulu Mechdolam, Aniglim Lein Kol, Rak Biachas Aleim Nemra Klaus, Shakomisha Biyad of Limchos, Wow. At the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, here, he's stressing and testifying to the fact that that's another pshat in Hanistaros Lashem Lakinu, Vaniglos Lanu Vaninu. Kol Yisrael Arivim Zebazez learned that from this pasuk. So Hanniglos Lanu Vaninu Ad Olam. Hanniglos is Lanu Vaninu Ad Olam. Hanistaros, the things that people do in private, we're not going to be held responsible for. But Vahaniglos, if we see a person in public going in the wrong path, so we have an obligation to the best of our ability. Vahaniglos, call you saw Rim Zebza, or if we see a Jew who's in need of something, a Jew who's in need of anything. And Rav Hirsch quotes over here, and again, we sense the audience that Rav Hirsch is talking to over here. He says, "Shekol mishaya biyadav limchos velo micha." If a person sees another person doing something wrong and he didn't say something about it, again, assuming he feels that he has the ability that it's going to be heard, right? We talked about that a lot. You're not supposed to say something if it's not going to be listened to. But if you have the ability to help a Jew, we just started this week in Yeshiva here. We have these public school clubs of DRS kids who are going to go into public schools and learn with kids who are not yet observant. If we know people around who are searching and who are looking for help, and we have the ability to help them, we don't do it. So Chazal say we become a partner. We become a partner in any avera that they do that we could have helped them, that we could have helped them get out of, that we had the potential to help them. Oh, and we have time for one more piece. Rav Hirsch closes, and again, I have in front of you five more pieces, but I'm going to have to summarize it. I have to summarize all the pieces, and I think he summarizes it nicest. Kol ha-brachos va-klal she'yavo alecha nichtavu mirosh b'sefer hazeh, alfi shanu lifnei bo'an. All of the blessings and curses were written in the Torah thousands of years before they happened. When the Jewish people of every generation think about the fact that all the curses that befell them as a people were all written in the Torah thousands of years before, what's that going to cause? In the end of time, that's going to cause a massive tshuva movement. The conclusion of all this is going to be v'shavta. The whole Perek Lamed is all about tshuva. V'shavta. Tashuv el Hashem ulusaraso b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshcha. V'tircha shkamis leiv banecha l'ne'emonos doma l'Hashem. And we're going to help our children return. Shekei nisayon alfei ashanu shavu alecha kvar yoyed b'fenecha l'Hashem v'al torasecha elokis. Like we've said many times, the very survival of the Jewish people with that original Torah, that same original Torah all those years, that itself is going to cause the Jewish people to tshuva. The edus zu tiet chasuma la'ed aluach libecha. The testimony about this bris will be seared on the hearts of the Jewish people. B'chol agoyim ha'shadich ha'shem l'chashama ti'am ha'shem sh'toras ha'shem b'yado. We're going to have Torah in every place in Golas that we go. U'tchuna zu tishar b'cha ad sof kol adoros. Lamros kol hatapuchos she'avo alecha. You're going to be strong with your covenant with Torah despite all of the challenges that the Jewish people are going to face throughout the generations. The davar zeh yachin emkim hagoros nigzar alecha yafsher v'yigom shivaska asofis ves shivaska l'Hashem l'torasa v'shavta Hashem l'kecha ilu nemar kan v'shavta el. Okay, let's just skip a little bit. One more little paragraph. Nemar kan eifo. Yavo azman kashavo she'avo alecha v'asefer amavur l'chas pishram kvar shlimas pulas. Again, he keeps on stressing, you got to read the rest for homework. And he says, to become Gashmias, to to be formed, to be. He says over here that, and I really think if we look, it's unbelievable how timeless these words of Rav Hirsch are. If we look at American Jewish history from 1920 through 2020, the way we are now, for the last 100 years, to see mamish the words from the ashes of the Holocaust, and to see a strengthening and a chizuk of Torah, even though we also see a weakening of Torah, but we also see a strengthening of Torah observance and shmiras and mitzvos. And he says that that's the covenant that we're reading about. We're reading about a kisavo nitzavim, reading about a slow, steady strengthening of Torah and a commitment to the same Torah mitzvos, no changing of Torah mitzvos. And even though so many people want to change, so we have to strengthen ourselves to be the upholders and the standard bearers of Torah throughout the generations. And may these themes and ideas help us in our own personal tshuva processes to enter into the new year, to enter into Rosh Hashanah, to look at the areas of our own personal lives that need strengthening, or reconnecting to that covenant, or reconnecting to that Mesorah. And hopefully, if Hashem sees that we're going to be those people that Rav Hirsch is talking about here, and that the Chumash and the Torah is talking about here, to be true to that ancient religion, to be true upholders of that ancient faith, hopefully Hashem will bless each one of us and our families with a ksiva v'chasima tova, a good geben shiar, lanu ulechol beis Yisrael, for each of us as individuals and our families, and all of Klal Yisrael. And hopefully we should enter into this period of the Aseret Yemei with the strength to continue to uphold this special covenant that we have the pleasure and the privilege of being part of. Somebody want to say Kaddish? Rabbi Hananiah and Akash, Rabbi Yitzchak, Baruch Hu, L'zachos, is Yisrael, we need more than us to answer. If everybody can answer Kaddish. Go ahead. Amen.